Tradition of Oral History. There is a story my sister tells on some restless summer nights, when she has come to visit and the children have been put to bed, and she and I have remained slouched on the porch, staring out over the cow pasture, sliding off into that hour of night when the air has that creamy scent of cedars and all the years we have spent watching them surge up and out into this unusual world. Like all legends, their story is riddled with gaps, voids of time and rationale where the truth we know and do not know can be lost or found. In the story, my mother stands with a shotgun barrel rocking against my father's chest, promising to follow through. It is my sister, watching, crying, promising not to forget, who holds my mother's hand. And that is all. I remember this scene at odd times, like the answer to a childhood geography test, convecting out of a great silver mist onto some small balcony of my mind. And to this day, I do not know what it was that created that night, or even if it really existed in this or any other world. But the myth of it comes back to me, over and over again, through coves of darkened memory, through the staggered aisles of waning birthday candles my years have grown into. It is my haunted lighthouse, swinging its megaphone back and forth over me and every woman I have met and refused to love.